Hello, I'm Kieran Uritasiet, and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. And we have five new entries for the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest. So sit back and relax and enjoy this Eurovision ride.
Hello, this is Jordan from the United Kingdom.
Hello, this is Kerri-Anne from the United Kingdom.
Hello, this is Michaela Patch from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Wind with Fuale, Germany 1985, and that came second for Germany at the Eurovision Song Contest in Göteborg, Gothenburg, Sweden. Oh yes, a good song too, quite rightly, a nice second place there for Germany. And it's a lovely little sweet song, and a lovely sweet performance, I must say. The Germans were really on it in the 80s. But in this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Tel Aviv, will they be on it again? We'll have to find out as we now listen to the German entry for 2019. It was decided on Friday night in Unterlied für Israel. For the last few years, they've been naming it after the city. But so they're not saying Unterlied für Tel Aviv. I don't know, but it is Israel for some strange reason. Well, it is in Israel, so it doesn't really matter. I'm just being pedantic, probably. Right, so here is Germany 2019. This, I think, is very good. I really enjoy it. The fandom in the Eurovision Song Contest is completely split down the middle. So I would like to hear your thoughts on this song. You can tweet us at ESE Showcase. Of course, you can send me a message and you can comment on our pages on Facebook. which is called the Eurovision Showcase, quite simply. And of course, you can email us with a request or a dedication. Of course, email esceshowcase@gmail.com. So here's Germany 2019. This is Sisters with Sister. Yeah.
I'm tired. Tired of always losing. I tried to stop your fire. Turns out that I couldn't. I'm tired. Tired of competing. I try to hold you under, but honey, you kept breathing. When you said you wanted the world, I said you couldn't too. You were walking right beside me, but I left no room for you. Calling you my enemy, but my enemy's right here. It was my mistake to try and break the power that I fear. I see flames in your eyes. Damn, they burn so bright. You wanted the world, I said you couldn't too. You were walking right beside me, but I left no room for you. Calling you my enemy, but my enemy's right here. It was my mistake to try and break your power that I feel. I see flames in your eyes. Damn, they burn so bright. Don't you try.
Tiger pacing the cage, coming through as my own hero again. In the cracks I see the light, see the withering heights, a glimmer in the silver lining. It's not busted, just bent. Oh, they say that it's a broken arrow. Well, just watch me as I shoot. There's a fire on the horizon and I'm the spark. I'm gonna shine, I'm gonna glow, I'm gonna burn. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. There's a new sun and it's rising up from the dark. I'm gonna live, I'm gonna die, I'm gonna burn. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Ashes to ashes again. As the river flows to sea, I know I'll carry me. I'm the ship, I'm the wind, I'm the water. I am the final destination. Like the top of the mountain, like a wishing well fountain, I am the luck of the draw. And I busted just then. Say that it's a broken arrow. Well, just watch me as I shoot. There's a fire on the horizon and I'm the spark. I'm gonna shine, I'm gonna glow, I'm gonna burn.
as I shoot. There's a fire on the horizon and I'm this far. I'm gonna shine. Again.
And the Bergendal with Ashes to Ashes from Melody Festival in 2019. That was from the first semi-final, and it's going through to the second chance round. Now, let's keep you updated with what's going on in Melody Festival in the Swedish National Final. So, last night we had the fourth semi-final take place in Linköping, and we saw that John Lundvik with Too Late for Love, who has actually written this year's UK entry by Michael Rice, Bigger Than Us. And then also, Bashira got through to direct till final with On My Own. But Arvin Wenger and also Lisa Ajax have got through to the second chance round. So next week, on the 2nd of March, will be the second chance round under Svensson, okay? And it's going to be taking place from the Jotvela Nykoping Event Center in Nykoping. Yeah. So, the duels have been announced as well. So, I'll let you know. Duel 1 is Andreas Jonsson from Glorious fame back in the 90s. He has got an incredible song, which I really enjoy, called Army of Us. And he is going against Anna Bergendahl and the song we just heard, Ashes to Ashes. The second duel is Vlad Reisner with Nakana I Neget, and he's facing off against Nano with Chasing Rivers. The third duel is Martin Steinemark with Vlad Skjetin-Brinnar, and he's facing against Lisa Ajax with Torn. And then duel number 4, the final one, is Rebecca Karlsson with Who I Am. And she is facing against Arlen Wenger with I Do. Okay, so very exciting stuff. And obviously, direct till final already, we have the 8 songs that have qualified, which include the songs from Victoria, Manhorby, Malu Perez, Hannah and Liam Moore, Jon Henrik Falgren, Lena Lidlund, John Ludwig, and Vashara. Okay, so we wait with that with excitement. At least I certainly am. Right, now we're going to go to another song that was decided just last night in the Danish city of Herning. Now, I am absolutely over the moon with this song. This is just simply awesome of beyond awesomeness. It is now my favourite of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. It has surpassed the UK entry, but I was being a little bit biased probably. But I adore this song. I hope you do too. So this won Danske Melody Grand Prix last night in relatively convincing fashion. He is Leonard with Love Is Forever. Denmark 2019.
Travel the world to see the ruins of what has been. Learning our history, but still we don't take it in. Why we make it tough? The world has had enough. Don't get too political. And who are we to judge? It doesn't take too much, only just a miracle. Love is forever. Love is forever and everyone. Love is forever. Love is forever and everyone. Just a taste of love, a taste of what could actually rule both me and you. A taste of love is all we got. So don't you never ever give up love. Come over my long lost friend, work on a happy end. Imagine what we could do after what we've been through. Why we make it tough?
The world has had enough. Don't get too political. And who are we to judge? It doesn't take too much. Only just a miracle. Love is forever. Love is forever. And everyone. Love is forever. Venez découvrir la vie. Ce soir on va tous partir. Le beau temps n'est pas fini. Qu'en dites-vous mon ami? Vos scary sluts. All we need is love. Liebe ist für alle da. Kærlighed er håb. Alle kan forstå. Kærlighed er samme sprog. L'amour est pour toujours. L'amour est pour toujours, pour tout le monde. L'amour est pour toujours. L'amour est pour toujours, pour tout le monde. Just a taste of love, a taste of what could actually rule both me and you. A taste of love is all we got. So don't you never ever give up love.
Hello, this is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
For as long as I remember, for as long as I've been blue, every day since we've been parted, thought about was you.
Didn't need the time for sorrow. Didn't need the time for pain.
What am I supposed to do when living without you is the worst I ever knew? In a moment like this,
Denmark 2010, coming fourth, that is Shani and Nevergreen with in a moment like this, coming fourth with 149 points. Yes, a bit of a traditional Scandinavian dramatic schlager pop, I think there. Great stuff. Great stuff. And Denmark got a very respectable place, as I said, fourth. And they were looking like they were going to win at the first part of the voting because they got 312 points in succession. And people were like, wow, might be going to Copenhagen. Well, they got 12 points from Iceland, Ireland, Poland, Romania and Slovenia. And the UK gave it 6 points. And that was all in the grand final. So got lots of points from all sorts of other countries. So good on them. And I wish Denmark all the best in 2019. As I mentioned, that they are my favourites this year. So far, at least. We've still got lots of Eurovision entries coming in the next few days. And we've got national finals galore next weekend. So stay tuned for that. I will give you a lowdown of what you need to check out coming up here on the Eurovision Showcase. But first, it's time for us to do something incredibly randomly, which we do each week. And it is now time for Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's a part of the show where my Rob gets the two hats out, where we've got bits of paper in both of these hats. And in one of the hats, it got little bits of paper with years on, all the way from 1956 until 2018. And of course, in the other hat, we've got little bits of paper with countries on them. Okay, so first up, we are going to do a country. So, Rob, get the hand in into the hat. Good man. Lovely. And you got the country of, what's that? Oh, Estonia. Okay, Estonia. Now, Estonia have been in the contest since 1994. They've only missed a few years, if any, hardly. I think it was only 1995 that they missed. Thank goodness. And we got the year of, what have you got there? Okay, we could do that. That's 2009. Easy peasy. Well, Estonia in 2009 were represented by the group Urban Symphony, and the song was called Randjarad, which means Normans or travelers, basically. Yes. After discussions on whether Estonia should withdraw due to the Russian participation of the 2008 South Ossetia War in Georgia, the Estonian broadcaster announced that due to public demand, they would participate at the Eurovision 2009 held in Moscow. In August of 2008, the Estonian Minister of Culture, Liane Janes, announced a possible boycott because of it being held. A possible boycott could be held between the Baltic states of Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania. Latvia later rebuked the boycott and announced that they would be present in 2009's contest in Moscow in Russia. And then in September of 2008, a public poll was held on whether Estonia should participate in the contest. 66% of the poll taken wished to see Estonia in the contest, and ERR later submitted to public demand and announced that they would participate in the contest in Moscow in May. Yes, so the winner was selected by the newly formed contest of Estelau, replacing the former Estelol. And it was Urban Sympathy with the song Ranjadad Travelers, written by Sven Hjormas, which received 82% of the public vote. So Urban Symphony are an Estonian musical group, and their main vocal singer in the group is Sandra Nummisalu. Oh dear. You see, I'm getting a bit flustered here. And she was also in this year's Estonian National Final of Estelau. And I think she should have won, but never mind. It's one of those things. So, Estonia did really well. They came sixth in the contest in 2009. In the grand final, they got 12 points from Finland and Slovakia. They got 10 points from Iceland and Lithuania, and also 8 points from Poland and Russia. Yeah, the UK didn't give any points to Estonia in the grand final. It's a bit mean, isn't it? So then we go to the points that were awarded by Estonia in 2009. 8 points went to Denmark. And that was Brink. Oh, no, hang on a minute. No, that was the semi. The final 8 points went to Iceland. It was Johanna with Is It True? 10 points went to the Russian entry in 2009, of course. And that was from one of my favourite Russian entries, Anastasia Prinkodorko, with the song Mamo, sung in Russian and Ukrainian for its time. A bit controversial. And then finally, the 12 points from Estonia went to Norway. Norway's entry was Alexander Rybak, the eventual winners with Fairy Tale. So, let's now hear Estonia 2009. Rob's random request. It is Urban Symphony with Ranyalad, meaning travellers.
Kõrbel kuumuses liiva lendab kui jääkülma lund. Ööpeagi lootamas tiiva rändajaid saatma jääb tuu.
Estonia 2009, Rob's random request, Urban Symphony with Ranyodad, meaning travellers. Right, well, before we have this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase news, I've totally forgot, just, what a professional, that, because, of course, after our show last week, we had the Romanian national final. Completely passed by me, because it was obviously, it was last weekend, but obviously we've had our show before the contest, so technically we haven't heard it, have we? No, we haven't. So let's hear Romania's Eurovision entry for 2019. Here is Esther P. Pioni with On a Sunday, suitably enough. Still to come, we got Live and Kicking and the brand new entries of Ukraine and Lithuania for this year's contest. But it's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 24th of February, 2019. It's been big Eurodrama in Ukraine as Ukraine's selective of the winner of their national final, Maruv, with the song Siren Song. It hasn't been confirmed that she's actually going to be representing Ukraine. The reason is for this is because Maruv has been playing concerts and singing in Russia. And that has upset the Ukrainian broadcaster, and notably enough, Jamala in the Ukrainian national final coming out quite angrily at her in front of the nation and the international audience watching online. So stay tuned to Eurovision news websites for the official decision if Maruv is going to be going to Eurovision 2019. We've got four more qualifiers into the Portuguese National Final, Festival de Canção. The qualifiers are Marina, Mandra Paz, Surama and NBC. Next Saturday is the Icelandic National Final, Songs for Kepnin 2019, and the running order has been released. The five songs will go as follows. Number one is Fredrik Ormar, Christian Berenson is second, Tara Morby is third, Hera Bjork is singing fourth, and finally in fifth, Hattori is singing last in the Icelandic national final. It has been announced that Jón Óla Sand will be there in the show, as well as last year's Cypriot entry, Elena Ferreira with Fuego will be in attendance too. And finally, Greece has announced its artist. It is Katerin Duska, who is half Greek, half Canadian. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news here on 92.3 Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team at Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Benjamin Ingrosso from Sweden, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Dance You Off. Enjoy. Just wanna dance you
This is Ieva Zasimauskaitė from Lithuania. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, When We're Old. Enjoy.
These are the reasons I want you to know. I hope you make this place feel like home. These are the reasons I can't let you go.
Hello, this is Mikolas Josef from Czech Republic. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Again, this is my song, Lie to Me. Hope you enjoyed it.
Lie to me, oh baby, come a little closer. Lie to me, oh baby, lean up on my shoulder. Lie to me, get down on my body, love me like it was always meant to be. Now you love somebody new, I always knew. So come and give it to me.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
I keep on wondering.
Linda Martin with Why Me, Ireland's Eurovision winner in 1992 in Malmö, Sweden, it was. Coming second was the UK entry back then. It was Michael Ball with One Step at a Time. Oh, yes. Now, let's get it out of the way, shall we? Now, Maruf won the Ukrainian national final last night, Vibra 2019. Yes, and after she performed... For some ungodly reason, after she performed, after they all perform on the contest, it's like they almost get interrogated by the three judges. And one of them is Jamala. The other one is Verka Sedutska, but the not dressed up with the with the silver star on the head. But Jamala basically interrogated her and talked to her and said to her, is Crimea Ukrainian? And she said yes. So, I don't know, it just made things very awkward, trying to bring politics into it again. I don't know what up with the Ukrainians is, but oh, it's just a very awkward situation. Try and keep politics out of it as much as you can. Well, you should do completely. It's a song contest. It's nothing to do, really, with politics, of course. So, but the, sadly, there's an element. Anyway, let's move swiftly on. Let's hear... It currently hasn't been confirmed by the Ukrainian broadcaster, but I think it will end up going to Tel Aviv and representing Ukraine. It's got a lot of positive feelings out there, and positive thoughts, and basically in people's rankings, it's doing very well. So here's Ukraine 2019, hopefully, with fingers crossed. Here is Maruv. This is really, really current music stuff. Here is a song called Siren Song.
The devil's door. You gotta know me. Just get the rhythm. far from my all to my own. All along I was lost, I was warned this is wrong. I can't force this, just watch as the surface surrenders it all. I made the mist in your vision, and I see debt to be paid.
Molly Sterling with Playing With Numbers, Ireland's Eurovision entry in 2015. Great song it was by Molly there. Lovely stuff. Now, I don't know what's going on with Ireland. There has been absolutely nothing heard from RTE this year, at least at the moment of recording here on Sunday. Just nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I really don't. I miss watching their national final on RTE's on the Late Show. Yeah, it's just, oh, I miss those days, and I miss Linda Martin shouting at at the songwriters. Oh, the good old days. Right, okay, we got two more songs for this year's Eurovision Song Contest to get through. So next up, we're going to hear the Lithuanian entry, a bit of a low-key national final. It was, well, at least I thought the national final was last night. And I like the song. I think it's awesome. I think I do. And I hope you do too. So here is Lithuania's entry for the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest in Tel Aviv, Israel. Here is Jurij Hust with the song Run With The Lions.
If you want to see, just open your eyes. If you want to breathe, let's go outside in the open. Out in the open. There's no need to stay locked up inside. This kingdom is yours and this kingdom is mine. Let me show you. Just let me show you. Ooh, there's no need to be afraid. You don't gotta hurt away. Cause we got a love that can't be killed.
Julie Hurst with Run With The Lions, Lithuania's entry in 2019. Now let's move swiftly over to Hungary and Budapest. So, Jonapot and, what was the other one? Jóester, to all of the Hungarians listening in. And here is the Hungarian entry for 2019. Yes, he's back. Jossi Papai is back. And he's representing Hungary in Tel Aviv, Israel this year. And this song, I think, is fantastic. Much better than Ordigor, personally. Here is the song called Aznimapam, which translated into English means My Father. So here is Jossi Papai for Hungary, 2019's Eurovision Song Contest entry.
Az én apám úgy nevel, mint a szél. Halkan fújt, énekelt, úgy mesélt. Ott lakott, hol minden út véget ért. Ezer egy év is kevés, egy életért. Hallom őt, az ő szívét a húrokon. Látom őt, múló idővel az arcomon. Az ő hitét, büszkeség vallanom. Ezer egy dalból ezt az egyet dúdolom, dúdolom. Régi napok, gyönyörű napok, szeretem az emlékét. Ő hív és hozzászaladok, játszani így volt szép. Régi dalok megidézik, még érzem a napfényét. A szél zúgását is hallom még. A szél hangjában is hallom még. Te messze el a bánatom. Mit adhatok, csak az, hogy hozzátartozom. S az én fiamnak büszkeséggel mondhatom. Ő az én apám, és itt az én otthonom. Régi napok, gyönyörű napok, szeretem az emlékét. Ő hív és hozzászaladok, játszani volt szép. Régi dalok megidézik, még érzem a napfényét. A szélfütyült altatót, legyen álmom szép. A szélfütyült altatót, ma is hallom én.
Na 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 na.
And just before we go, it's time for Live and Kicking, where we go to France's entry in 2002, Sandrine Francois with Il Faut du Temps. But now it's just time to say my goodbye. So thank you very much for listening to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. I have been your host, Kieran Uri Tussiet. If you want to keep in contact with the show, you can tweet us at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can listen back to our previous shows on Spotify, iTunes, and anywhere you get your podcasts. So I see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Arrivederci, au revoir, Hervé de Saint, Visla, Tobizenia. I'll see you soon. Toodaloo.
Il faut du temps pour apprendre à sourire. les idées autres coulent, mais on n'en est pas là. Je me suis battue pour ça.